was going on around me. I didn't know. I'm not stupid, but I did not know what was going on around me. Any more than you folks might know about all this stuff going on around you. The management of secrets within our government has resulted in the management of us by our government. We are all working very hard to change all this. In the meantime, we need vocalized support. We need the support of each and every one of you in here, each in your own way. I'm not saying support us directly. Support your groups. Form more groups. Inform people of what is going on. And the solution is not going to be found out there in the street. I'm a proud gun owner, but I know what these people got as far as equipment goes, and I'm not about to go up against them. The solution lies with our political process. That's where the only solution I know is. And once these folks have been identified, let's get them out of there. And in the future, when we put someone in office, we don't just hand them the keys to the Treasury and expect them to be good guys. We don't allow them to pass laws so they can protect themselves. I felt compassion for an Oregon congressman, Packwood. Packwood had to resign because he was stealing kisses. Those kind of sexual advances are inexcusable, and if he'd been working for a corporation and I'd been his boss, I'd have fired him instantly. As a matter of fact, I would probably encourage whomever he attacked to prosecute him in a civil court of law. But what Bob Packwood did is not even criminal when you compare to what is going on with those who indicted him. Bob Packwood was living in an environment where he thought that what he was doing was accepted. He was conditioned. I don't really believe, based on what I've heard, I know very little about the congressman, but I don't believe that Bob Packwood's a bad guy. I just can't believe it. Because for one thing, bad guys don't go down for this kind of behavior. I believe we just lost somebody we needed, because the people that are indicting Bob Packwood are part of the bad guys that are identified, and I know they're bad. So I got a message passed to me about 8 months ago, and it was from an aide in Washington, and this they said, hurry up, get your book out before Packwood goes down. I thought we would have had the book out by then, but we had problems legally with Kathy's daughter, so we wanted to get it resolved. It looks like now the book should have been here tonight. We will have it for you very, very quickly. And the proverbial Scheiser is going to hit the fan when this book hits the streets. And we are well prepared. We are excited. We are thrilled at the opportunity of being able to address and defend every single word in that book with documentation. I'm going to turn this over to Kathy in a few minutes, but for now I want us to take a little break, and this concludes my portion. I want to thank each and every one of you again for coming in and listening to this, and we appreciate it.
Many of these government secrets and political reputations were state-founded beliefs that I couldn't be deprogrammed and recover to recall what they hoped I would forget. They were wrong. To Mark Phillips' loving expertise after he rescued my daughter and I in 1988, I was able to recover through the information that he did remember and that he did help me to understand what had happened to me and to recover my mind, my memory, and ultimately my free will. Now that I'm in control of my free will, I choose to be here to share the information with you folks of what I saw and what I experienced while I was under mind control, operating out of the White House and the Pentagon as a CIA mind control slave. I feel like the most fortunate girl in the world to have survived, to recover, to relay this information to you tonight. Since Mark rescued my daughter and I in 1988, we've survived threats, intimidation, psychological warfare tactics, and the most horrible psychological warfare tactic is the separation from my daughter, Kelly. Kelly was born into Project Monarch and is now a political prisoner in the state of Tennessee. She's been denied rehabilitation due to who and what she would remember if she were to recover. Kelly knows that because of my own abuse, I wasn't able to protect her from the abuses that she endured under Project Monarch. We were abused together. But she is counting on me now to get the information out, to let you all know what happened to us, and to make a difference for her, for all the other survivors of mind control, and for the sake of our country and for the sake of humanity as a whole. In order to do so, I'd like to begin by providing you a view of mind control from behind the eyes of someone who's been there. I was able to photographically recall in intricate detail everything that happened and went on because of the trauma that was used in this particular mind control project. Although I'd like to reveal every detail of what I experienced and the complete process of exactly how I was put under mind control and how I was taken out and exactly what all I saw, most of the information and the details, the specific details, are revealed in Mark's in my book, Transformation of America. I regret that it is not here tonight, but it will be available any day and does provide more information. MKUltra Mind Control is a multi-generational incest-based mind control project. I was a chosen one, a prime candidate, because I was born into a family of incest, abuse, trauma, and MPD. MPD is multiple personality disorder. Multiple personality disorder is a mind-sane defense to trauma that's too horrible to comprehend. I had so much abuse from my father, as far back as I can remember, even as an infant, he began substituting his penis for my mother's nipple, which went into the very primitive aspects of my mind to create a sexuality in me that equated to absolute survival. This abuse was painful and was smothering, and I had a personality that grew up deal with the abuse that my father was subjecting me to. I also had a personality or a part, a segment of my mind that dealt with the psychological abuse that my mother subjected me to. She too was multiple personality disorder from incest and abuse as a child. And the multiple personality disorder that she developed put her in a position where she could not do anything, she couldn't think to do anything to stop the abuse that was happening to me. Even though she was not under mind control, she was still not in control of herself due to multiple personality and the horrible abuse that she endured. Personality that I had that dealt with my father's abuse and the split that went into my mind at that point was something that I see more as a compartmentalization of memory, a way of dealing with trauma. The trauma was so horrible that I sectioned it off in my brain and then function normally when the abuse wasn't occurring. When the abuse would occur again, I'd go right back into that part of my brain and deal with it. And ultimately, a personality developed to deal with my father's abuse. I also had a personality to deal with the pornography, the kiddie pornography that my father was subjecting me to. He had a sixth grade education and was a worm digger. That's what he did for a living. And aside from that, he supplemented the family income with child pornography profits. One particular pornography film that he used me in, my uncle was also helped filming. This is my uncle Bob Tanis, who was part of Air Force Intelligence at that time. And he also claimed to be working for the Catholic Vatican on particular CIA operations. he was the one who was running the cameras and was also had joined in with my father to film me in this particular bestiality film when I was a very young child, around the age of 5. My father was caught sending this kiddie porn through the U.S. mails. When this happened, my uncle told him that there was a project going on, this MKUltra Project Monarch Mind Control, and that he would receive immunity from prosecution if he would comply with the government's regulations on exactly how to raise me and what I was to, how I was supposed to be brought up for in this mind control project. My father thought this was great stuff. He thought it was not only a good way to cover himself for the criminal abuse that he was subjecting me to, but also to better his position, his financial position, and to continue producing pornography that was sanctioned by our government. Additionally, my uncle was connected in with Michigan, was born in Muskegon, Michigan. He was connected in with the Michigan Mafia pornography ring, which was at that time run by a man, Leslie Lynch King, who is better known to all of you as Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford was head of this pornography operation, and as quickly as my father had agreed to raise me in Project Monarch, Gerald Ford came out to our house and provided the details on how to raise me in the project. I was also prostituted to Gerald Ford at a very young age, which, although he was involved with me in a pedophile child abuse capacity, I was subjected to his sexual brutality throughout my existence in mind control because he knows no age barriers for sexuality. He's what I refer to as trisexual. He'll try anything. My father was immediately flown to Boston, Massachusetts for a course in what he termed reverse psychology. This was to further compartmentalize my brain and to compartmentalize the memory of what was happening to me and to confuse and scramble it with Disney themes, Wizard of Oz themes, and other childhood themes whereby I wouldn't supposedly know fantasy from reality. This basis that my father subjected me to at this time provided a basis for future manipulation of my mind in CIA mind control through manipulation of my religion, my maternal instincts, my patriotism, and my love for humanity. My father was so thrilled about being able to become part of a government operation like this and to be sanctioned to continue his perverse pedophile activities that he immediately went out and had 5 more kids. Our 7 children in my family, all of which have been subjected to mind control on one level or another. When I was multiple personality disordered, I switched to deal with the trauma, as I said. I was able to switch to deal with my father's abuse. I was able to switch to deal with my mother's psychological abuse. I was able to switch to deal with the pornography. And even though I had no ability to control that, I still had an ability to deal with the situation. That's the difference between multiple personality disorder and total mind control. As an MPD, in order to make a decision, it's as though I would take a vote or a count in my head according to all the different perceptions that I had and make a decision accordingly, which meant I constantly heard voices in my head that were very annoying. In 1966, I made my first communion. I was being raised in the Catholic Church. And because of my uncle's involvement with the Vatican, and because of the fact that I was being raised in the Catholic Church, I was aware of a joint effort between the Catholics and the CIA and those who are working diligently to implement a new world order. The Catholics wanted to be the one world church. So they were working in conjunction with the CIA in this particular operation to implement mind control. So when I went in for my first communion, I also experienced what is referred to as the right to remain silent. That's R-I-T-E, It was a form, it was a ritual, a satanic occultic ritual that traumatized me severely. Then Michigan Senator, Congressman, and later U.S. Congressman Guy Vanderjagt, who later went on to head the Republican National Committee, was involved in the Right to Remain Silent, as was Father Don of St. Francis of Assisi, which was the church I attended in Muskegon, Michigan. At that time, I was given a little red cross by Vanderjagt. It was a rosy cross to signify that I was officially inducted into what they refer to as the Order of the Rose. The Order of the Rose was the elite that were working diligently towards implementing the New World Order through control of the masses. As a young child, I was routinely taken to Mackinac Island, Michigan, which is a little tiny island real close to the Canadian border. The governor's mansion is located on Mackinac Island, and Governor Romney, at that time, was heavily involved in mind control operations, was heavily connected into the what I refer to as the New World Order of the Rose. And I was sexually assaulted there by Congressman Vanderjagt, by Gerald Ford. Soon, and I was subjected to the perversions of U.S. Senator Robert C. Byrd. Byrd has been involved in politics as long as I've been alive, and he was heavily involved in the Order of the Rose operations that were going on and where the meetings were going on Mackinac Island. Senator Byrd, as many of you may well know, is also head of our U.S. Senate Appropriations. He remains in office to date. He also is one who is able to manipulate our Constitution and is literally destroying it. He's known for his knowledge on the Constitution. In one particular instance, I was sexually assaulted to where I lost my virginity. I'd been sodomized and had been subjected to oral sex and other perverse acts. Up until this point, my virginity was supposed to be intact in order that I be dedicated to Senator Byrd at the age of 13. Well, the joke amongst those in the know, and especially by Congressman Vanderjagt, was that Byrd would never know the difference whether or not I'd lost my virginity due to his abnormally underdeveloped penis. I didn't understand the political power of these people. I had no ability to reason it, no ability to comprehend it, no ability to consciously think about it. I wasn't functioning on a conscious level anymore. I was functioning through my subconscious mind. And with the right to remain silent, which was horribly traumatizing because of the blood rituals involved, because of the sexual assault that was involved, because of the hypnotic programming that was used, I had lost my own free will. I had no ability to even drive my subconscious. They had taken control of it. Through the right to remain silent, the voices had ceased in my head. I no longer had a voice. I no longer had a vote. I no longer had an ability to express myself, to have any free will, to have any decision in anything that was happening to me. Because of this, I had no conscious awareness whatsoever of the political affluence of my abusers. To me, they were no different than my father. I had no idea of the position that they actually held. By the time I was 13, and actually dedicated to Byrd, and he never did know the difference, by the way, although the joke went on for years, that I had lost my virginity. I was dedicated to Byrd at the age of 13. That meant that later on, when I came of age, he would be my mind control owner. He would decide everything that happened in my life. So from that point on, he was actually orchestrating the events that led up to my total victimization in Project Monarch mind control. One of the things that Byrd first ordered was that I go to Muskegon Catholic Central High School. Muskegon Catholic Central High School was associated with St. Francis of Assisi, and they were working in conjunction with the CIA on MKUltra Project Monarch. This is a trauma-based mind control project whereby the abuse that I endured was not just sexual. Senator Burr's perversions are extremely brutal, and he used his position as so-called Senate whip, literally, which it equated to in my mind, and whipped me on a routine basis. At Catholic Central, I was subjected to a cult ritual. This was an exact reversal and went along with the reverse psychology that my father had been subjecting me to. It was an exact reversal of my love for God. This horror and trauma was further dividing my mind just so that I could deal with the circumstances. At the same time that I was in the scene Catholic Central, Gerald Ford became president. To me, when he went into the office of president, it only confirmed in my, if I had been able to even think of it, confirmed that his behavior was the accepted norm. My whole environment was surrounded in abuse, and I didn't know. I had long since lost my ability to even hope that there was some place where good people existed, where people didn't abuse each other, where kids wouldn't be abused. I had long since lost that. And with Ford being put into the office of presidency, I just figured that all the people really knew exactly what he was and that people could know him. I also felt like I had absolutely nowhere to turn for help. I had been abused by policemen. I knew I couldn't turn to them. I couldn't turn to my father. I couldn't turn to my mother. I couldn't turn to my church. There was no place for me to turn that, even to the President of the United States. I felt like there was absolutely nowhere to run. They reinforced this in my mind throughout the years, telling me I had nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. They were wrong, again. And with Mark, we are running right at them. Since Ford was in the presidency and Byrd was controlling many aspects of my life at that point, and since I had come of age where I was in my late teens, I was subjected to NASA and military programming, which is far more sophisticated than just hypnotic programming. Sleep, food, and water deprivation is used, the same tortures and horrible abuse was. I was subjected to that. And also they've got these designer drugs. Because they know so much about the mind and they know so much about our behavior and are able to predict it, but don't let that information into into mental health or into mainstream society in order that they are able to control us through their so-called national security. These type drugs that they have are very precise, and they're able to use programming and compartmentalization in what is now an absolute total precision manner. This is not witchcraft. This is not something that they're experimenting on. They've got the answer, they've got the formulas, and they are implementing it on a mass scale to the point where I believe that the whole world was involved, either in the capacity of implementing it or that they were under mind control, because all those that I saw certainly were. The first military programming I endured was at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida and at the Cape Kennedy NASA facility, also in Florida. Also, during the Ford administration, Dick Cheney was the Secretary of State and, of course, is from the state of Wyoming. My family, instead of going to the routine Mackinac Island vacation spot, traveled to the Tetons of Wyoming, where Dick Cheney was at that particular time and subjected to me what they refer to as the most dangerous game. That's human hunting. This human hunting is an adapted military maneuver that is very traumatizing to mind control victim like myself, and further allows the mind to be compartmentalized and ultimately programmed. Also, Dick Cheney, as well as many others, such as George Bush, were very much interested in this game of human hunting because they considered it the greatest sport that ever could be. Not only did they capture, kill, or whatever, their victims, but they were able to further take control of a mind as their prize for recapturing their prey. Well, this still didn't create sufficient memory compartments for what Byrd had planned for me as a White House Pentagon level mind control slave. He wanted me to have more compartments created in my mind, which meant I would have to be subjected to more trauma. So at the age of 19, Byrd ordered that I go to Nashville, Tennessee, which I felt compelled and obsessed absolutely to do, even though I had no interest in the country music industry. Byrd, at that time, was fiddling on the Grand Ole Opry on this particular Thanksgiving weekend in 1977. He was fiddling at the Grand Ole Opry. Is anybody here familiar with the country music industry or enjoy the country music industry and familiar with the Grand Ole Opry? Perhaps then you've seen Senator Byrd on there fiddling from time to time, which he did particularly throughout the 1980s. But he was at the Grand Ole Opry fiddling, and backing him as a musician was a guy named Wayne Cox. Wayne Cox was a musician working for a Grand Ole Opry entertainer named Jack Green, who was also heavily involved in CIA slave running operations and the CIA cocaine operations that were running through the country music industry. When I went to Nashville, when I was so compelled to go to the Opry, which I wasn't particularly interested in, where Byrd was, he had arranged for me to be subjected to a program that would cause me to be attached to Wayne Cox, who would become my first mind control handler in the project. In order to do this, trauma was induced. I was taken to Union Station, the abandoned train station in Nashville, Tennessee, and subjected to an occult ritual murder. This was where Wayne Cox went and located a bum that was sleeping in the abandoned station, shot him between the eyes, and removed his hand. Cox's MO for killing, for serial killing, which he is doing today because of who and what he knows, he's sanctioned for his actions. He always removes the hands. This trauma base provided a new obsession in my mind to move to Nashville, Tennessee, and marry Wayne Cox, according to program, in order that he be my first mind control handler. Of course, I had no choice in the matter and immediately moved to Nashville, Tennessee. From there, he took me to his home state of Louisiana, where he was involved in mercenary operations under the direction of Louisiana Senator J. Bennett Johnston. J. Bennett Johnston was orchestrating Cox's activities in order that he traumatize any mercenaries that were involved in his operations, that they were then totally mind controlled to carry out exactly whatever Johnston ordered or whatever they were ordered to do, which included bringing drugs back into the country upon their return. Wayne Cox would, their initial programming included what is referred to as Peter Pan theme programming, which goes along with the Disney themes and the Oz themes that I mentioned earlier that confuse the mind as to the reality of what has actually transpired. And Wayne Cox would remove the hands from his occult victims and deliver them to the mercenaries to trigger them into action and force them to comply for fear that they would lose their own hands and their own life if they didn't do exactly what they were told to do. J. Bennett Johnston was running this operation. Because Cox was assigned this duty, he is and remains protected for the serial killing assassins that he was doing for our government, not our government, for those in control of our government at that time and at this time. J. Bennett Johnston has further protected Cox due to who and what he knows were he to be prosecuted when Cox just totally lost it completely, was no longer controllable, and is randomly serial killing around the country and has not been stopped despite the evidences and everything else that I have today, and he is protected under the guise of national security. This national security is threatening the security of our nation because it's allowing those in control of our government to keep the secrets from us that we need to know. One operation that I was subjected to, and I was totally traumatized by all the occult activities that I was witnessing and experiencing during my, it was a 3-year period with Wayne Cox. I was totally traumatized, and J. Bennett Johnston tested the traumatization of my mind by programming me at the Tinker Air Force Base, which made me a Tinkerbell, which ties right in with his Peter Pan theme program, not accidentally. But I was programmed at Tinker Air Force Base to carry out one particular operation that involved drug delivery into the state of Arkansas in 1978. In 1978, Bill Clinton was in full swing on his operation of taking drugs and distributing them for the covert operations that were funding New World Order activities. They had nothing to do with funding anything for our country or that would benefit our country in any way whatsoever. This all went towards the New World Order and what I refer to as a New World Order of the Rose. Bill Clinton also was involved in the Order of the Rose. Completely traumatized and programmed, I am having witnessed a murder of someone that was deemed expendable by those in control of Arkansas at that time. I delivered a large load of cocaine to an airport in Ouachita Forest, which I had later found out is the same area of MENA Airport. And I also met with Bill Clinton personally and delivered some special cocaine to him, which he immediately used. I was not sexually prostituted to Bill Clinton then, nor in the years to follow. It was my experience to witness and to know that Bill Clinton is a homosexual and had no interest in females by anything that I ever saw or experienced. My daughter Kelly was born in 1980. As quickly as she was born and fathered by Wayne Cox for the genetic mind control experiments that Senator Johnston was involved in. As quickly as she was born, Bert decided that I had been traumatized sufficiently, had enough compartments in my mind to propel me back into the country music industry. I was ordered to my next mind control handler, Alex Houston. Alex Houston is a ventriloquist, stage hypnotist who travels the country music industry. That is not his primary function. His primary function is carrying criminal covert operations for a faction of the CIA that was heavily involved towards implementing the New World Order. These travels included all across the United States, particularly the eastern portion. This is the first time I've seen this beautiful part of the country. For some reason, he never did come here during the 1980s. But Alex Houston was traveling throughout the United States, in and out of Washington, D.C., the Caribbean, Mexico, U.S., and Canada. Because I had been prostituted as a young child in Mackinac Island to then Prime Minister of Canada, Pierre Trudeau, I was already familiar with the joint effort that unified our country with theirs through the implementation of the New World Order. Through the Order of the Rose. Pierre Trudeau was Order of the Rose. So I did have connections into Canada that the government was interested in maintaining for the same world dominance purpose. As soon as Kelly and I were transferred to Alex Houston, I traveled with him in the country music industry to be prostituted to world leaders, officials in Washington, D.C., and also to mule drugs in and out of the Caribbean and Mexico that would fund the implementation of their New World Order. In order to have my mind the compartments of my mind programmed specifically for these operations. Michael Aquino, Lieutenant Colonel of Army, of the Psychological Warfare Division of the U.S. Army, was my primary mind control programmer. Michael Aquino is, well, how many of you in here are familiar with Michael Aquino?
Good.
he's been named as an abuser in the Presidio case in California, and Presidio has been one of his main hubs of activity for some time. But he has been implementing mind control by comprising all his knowledge of the Catholic Jesuit knowledge on mind control, which they were using in Project Monarch, in my victimization towards implementation of the New World Order. He was combining that information with CIA information that he had, and also with information that he accumulated from the Nazis. So literally, these people had picked up exactly where Adolf Hitler left off, took all of this genetic mind control research and applied it along with the Catholics in this particular operation. Michael Aquino needed a trauma base in order to control the minds of those that he was programming. And he began the occult Temple of Set. The Temple of Set is nothing more than a trauma base. Aquino, certainly, I can assure you, does not believe in any power of Satan, nor does he worship him in any way. He knows that his so-called power of Satan is in the form of a stun gun. The stun gun delivers high voltage to his victim and further compartmentalizes memory for programming purposes. Combined with the trauma of the occultism and the pedophilia that he was involved in and the abuse that he was subjecting my daughter and I to, and the sexual abuse of my daughter, he was able to traumatize us to the extent of where his programming was extensive. I was then ready to go in and out of the White House on a regular basis. In 1983, Senator Byrd, and all of his perversions that I'd been subjected to throughout the years, he wore a new hat, so to speak, and became a pimp, a White House pimp, and prostituted me to then-President Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was heavily involved in the pornography aspect of funding covert activities in order to usher in the New World Order under the Order of the Rose, which is nothing more than world dominance. It's interesting to note that pornography escalated dramatically during the Reagan administration. His good friend, Larry Flynt, flourished, of Hustler magazine, flourished during the Reagan administration, provided many mind control slaves because of his connections into the Order of the Rose to world leaders who were working towards this same world dominant goal under the guise of world peace. But Larry Flynt had been subjecting me to pornographic abuse and was taking a lot of these girls who'd been so horribly sexually abused, and as you can see from the photographs in his magazines, they've all been electrically prodded. The prod marks are apparent on these girls. They manifest themselves in like little moles that are exactly 2 inches apart, very often on the mouth, indicating oral sex. Marilyn Monroe was the first presidential model mind control slave to wear that so-called beauty mark, and you will notice that a great many of these girls have that particular mole. I've had all the mole indicators removed from my face since I'm free to do so, and I certainly wouldn't want to give anybody the wrong impression, so those moles have been removed. And while I was going in and out of the White House, and in 1983, when my daughter was 3.5 years old, we met with George Bush, who was then vice president. By everything I witnessed and everything I know, George Bush was running our country for the purposes of implementing the New World Order back during the Reagan administration. Reagan always answered to Bush, no question about it, and from everything that I saw and witnessed. George Bush, who began with the UN and went on into the CIA, as head of our CIA, and later, at this point, he was vice president, which he considered definitely beneath him, the whole title, because of what his agenda actually was. He subjected my daughter and I to his "You Are What You Read" programming. This is the same thing that goes along with the Oz theme and the Disney themes and everything else, and this is according to books. It also is using the photographic memory of a program multiple to carry out covert operations and deliver messages to and from specific world leaders. My daughter was also subjected to this particular form of mind control. Her intelligence was extreme due to the abuse that she was enduring and because of the programming and the sophistication of what all she was enduring. And she was also subjected to Bush's "You Are What You Read" programming, as well as his sexual brutality. The sexual brutality that she experienced by him and witnessed her experiencing by him was seemed to be beyond anything that I ever experienced. His brutality knows no limit. And my daughter came very close to dying several times after his brutality. This brutality was used to further control me by my maternal instinct. This was certainly not something I condoned. I had no ability to assert my free will, and I certainly had no ability to assert my own instincts to protect my daughter. Nevertheless, it was sufficient to further control me and manipulate me. And from that point on, everything I did, everything that I was programmed to carry out, I did as though my daughter's life depended on it. To do it as though my life depended on it was pretty irrelevant. I lost my will and my ability to even survive. But my daughter provided another means of total control over me. During this time, I was also in and out of the Pentagon a great deal. Dick Cheney had an office in the Pentagon, which I have described in detail. This information is available in the book. There's so much more that I want to detail according to the specific operations that I was involved in and don't have time for tonight, but these are detailed in the book. In these details included a total, absolute description of Dick Cheney's Pentagon office, which I certainly shouldn't have been able to describe. And also his Pentagon office, where he has an hourglass in his office. Reagan also had an hourglass because he took the role of the Wizard of Oz. And there's quite a few referrals to the fact that he maintained that role for running mind control studies in and out of the White House for covert operations. Dick Cheney, too, was using this particular form and had an hourglass in his office, where this hourglass let me know that Kelly's time was running out if I didn't carry out operations exactly as ordered.